Can we be real for a moment? In 2025, life is truly lifing, right? As busy moms, we are required to carry so much on our shoulders. In addition to looking good, keeping the house together, cooking the meals, being there for the kids, the husband, our friends, our job, the list goes on and on. And then throw in the external distractions, and it's no wonder why many of us lose sight of who we are and whose we are. Well, sis, if this sounds like you, you are in the right place, and the time to change is now. Hey, sis, are you ready to gain tools and skills that will result in you fully living in and up to your God-given potential and purpose? Is it time for you to reclaim your identity, achieve time management hacks, and finally master greater self-discipline? Well, if that sounds like you, you are in the right place. Let's go. Look, I know we are all busy and we find it difficult to lean on others to help us, but I have an amazing Facebook community of women who show up for one another to encourage, inspire, and help each other to grow. We share tips, skills, and advice from our own personal experiences, plus so much more. So come join us at Jada Hartfield, Life and Success Coach. Can't wait to see you there. And also, I have recently created a journal called Reclaiming Your Identity that I truly believe will be instrumental to you on your journey. The link is in the notes. Go grab yours now. Welcome to Unblocking Your Purpose. I am so excited that you are joining me, whether you are brand new to my world or if you've been following me and supporting me, even through my hiatus, I appreciate you and I am so glad that you're here. So I'm Jada. I am a wife. I am a mama bear of three, including twins who just turned five not too long ago, and a big girl who is soon turning nine. Crazy. I am also a soldier for Jesus, and I am a recent retiree being a soldier in the Army Reserve. So as you can tell, I wear a lot of titles, and I am excited for all of them, and I'm excited to share my journey as we work together to unblock our purpose. So speaking of that, right, there's so many things that a lot of us pray for, wish for, hope for, and then we're blessed to get them. And it's wonderful, and we are glad to possibly be a Mrs. or maybe to be a mama, or you know, you have a title at work, whatever it is. We get what it is that we ask for, but then in the process, we sometimes tend to lose who we are in the process. And sometimes we can wake up one day and we're just like, whoa, what is going on? Yes, I am all of these things. I am so grateful to have all of these people in my life, or I am so grateful for all the challenges and opportunities, but there's something that always feels like it's missing. And a lot of times we try to ignore that voice. Well, I am here to say that if any of that remotely sounds close to what you've experienced or you are experiencing, you, my sister, are in the right place. And I am just so happy to be here as we go through some things this season so that we can work together and unblock our purpose. All right, so why are we here, right? We are here, first of all, because I had a dream a few years ago, and with the help of a friend, I started a podcast, and it was called The Being Podcast. And I loved it because being in the military, we love a good acronym, and I went with that, and it made sense, but it was kind of all over the place, to be honest with you. And I wanted to make sure that whatever I showed up with for you, as well as for myself, and especially for God, that it was an alignment, that it came together, it made sense, and there was purpose behind it. So I took a bit of a break, a longer break than I had expected to take. But in that process of really thinking about, praying on, and you know, trying to focus what it was that I wanted to do, I have come back now with Unblocking Your Purpose. So the point is for us to, you know, one, get back to who we are. Again, some of us wear a lot of titles. Most of us carry a lot of titles, right? But before we had any of that and any of those people in our lives and all of these extra responsibilities, we had ourselves. And there were things that either had been downloaded into us and into our hearts from God,
or there were things that just interest, you know, that were interesting for us to explore and to go into. And we just had dreams and we had goals and we had passions and we had all of the things. And then somewhere along the line, we seemed to have kind of lost our way. And between family or friends, society, whatever, we start kind of drinking the Kool-Aid thinking, well, I did pray for a husband, or I prayed for kids, or I prayed for a career, and we then allow that to become kind of our identity when it should just be an enhancement and be a part of who we are. And so in that, I've had these challenges throughout the years, you know, and I really just wanted to not only come out here and share my experiences, but to also hear from you. So please make sure that you are, you know, hit me up on social media or replying, you know, however you can reach me. We'll give you all those details, but respond back to me because I continue to learn as well. So I also think that the time is now for us to come together and to really think about what it is that, you know, lights us on fire. What are the things that have us to show up in our best and, you know, to not only give glory where it's due, but to also be a beacon of light for other people? Because a big challenge that I've had is being in my own way, you know, fear of failing, maybe fear of success, just all the things that I use as excuses. And really and truly, we have to like rip the Band-Aid off and realize that we were set on this earth for a reason, for a purpose. And so I just believe that the time is now for us to get on with it. For us to show up and to do the things that we have been called to do. So that is why this time seems very imperative, and to be extra transparent with you, because I will always be transparent with you, but to be extra transparent, I really push myself with restarting the podcast, and especially for releasing today, because today would have been my mom's birthday. Some of you know, and some of you may not know, but she and my daddy have gone on to be with Jesus, and I carry them with me all the time. So a lot of things from my experiences will be from what they have taught me along the way. So today would have been her birthday, and next Monday would have been my daddy's birthday. So there you go. So I was just motivated to continue to show up, not only for myself, but for those that have poured into me. So today is a special day. So if you're still listening, thank you. Just say a little happy heavenly birthday, if you will. But for this season, and I'm going to take my time, y'all. I've said that before, but I am really going to take my time with this show and with this podcast and with what I want to share. So over the course of however long it's going to take us to get there, I plan to cover four main topics. Okay. The first is going to be about self-identity discovery. And why are we starting there? Because guess what? If we don't know who we are, how are we going to help other people? It's kind of hard, right? So we really need to get to the core of back to those dreams and goals and passions and the talents that we have been given, right? So we need to figure out where that is and how all of that can exist today, can show up and manifest and exist today so that we can continue to help other people. Because guess what? And this is something else that has helped me to get back out here with you all. Someone is waiting on us. Someone is waiting on you. And because we get caught up in our own head, we possibly maybe stopping somebody else from their purpose. Okay. So we have to find out who we are first. And I actually created a 90-day journal, and it's just for us to like brainstorm and figure out what that is. What are the passions and the talents and the gifts? So check that out too. But that's number one. Going to take some time on that because it's so imperative, along with mindset, along with, you know, how are we treating ourselves, right? That's really big because we give to so bad, you know, to so many other people that we need to really start at home with us. All right. So we are going to talk about self-identity discovery. We're also going to get into the goal setting and the chasing of our dreams, because we deserve it. If nothing else, we deserve it. Just because you're somebody's mama, somebody's wife, somebody's employee, somebody's whatever, you matter. Okay. So we're going to chase those things because really and truly, when we are fulfilled, then we continue to, we overflow. So then we then pour into other people. So we are going to get on that. Then we're going to talk time management. It's so crucial. Again, I have three babies. I have a husband. I have a house. I have a job. I have my own passions to help other people. But we have to be able to be good stewards of our time, our talent, our money, but especially our time, because we can't get that back. All right. So we're going to go over time management. And lastly, we are going to talk about self-discipline. Now, a lot of these will be interwoven because I think it is imperative that they all work together, but they will be their own separate entities too, so that we can really focus on it. But really, for us to be cooking with Crisco and doing what we have been called to do, that is what I believe we need to focus on. So let me know. Do you agree? Do you not agree? Are there other things that you would want to, you know, talk about? I am all ears. I love to take in so I can continue to give and to learn. All right. So, a few things, right? As mamas, there are things that we experience. We experience loss of self, right? And I've kind of already hit on that. We kind of lose who we are, our identity, who we want it to be, what we bring, we bury that. And so I think that a lot of us are facing, you know, a loss of ourself, a loss of our identity, you know, and that can even be, you know, physically, like, are we letting ourselves go because we're like, oh, we're chasing behind the kids, or we got to go do this, or we got to, okay, why can't we do all of it? Why can't we be in the best shape that we can be physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, so that we can show it for everybody else? All right. So a lot of us experience that. A lot of us experience exhaustion. It's not funny, right? But it's true. Like every day, you know, me with my friends, it's like, how are you doing? Oh, I'm tired. No, I'm tired. You know, we are tired because we are carrying the awesome responsibilities of growing little people, or maybe it's grown people. You're still growing, growing other people, taking care of our homes, taking care of other people. And then we forget about us, right? So we are exhausted, but we have to figure out how we flip and change that around so that we have the fuel that we need to do what we've been called to do, right? So we do experience that. We experience overwhelm and chaos because instead of being proactive and having a system in place, we're playing whack-a-mole and we're sitting up here trying to just, all right, let me make it through the hour. Let me make it through the day, when we should really position ourselves to be that Proverbs 31 woman, managing all the things, delegating, following up, having our village, having the vision, and then putting it out there in a way that we are not overcome with being overwhelmed and chaos and exhaustion. All right. So we experience that, but how can we turn that around? Now, the biggest one is probably guilt. You know, you're at work, you're guilty, you're feeling guilt from not being with your kids. You're with your kids, you feel guilt from not taking care of your house. We all experience it. And guess what? I don't think that's going to go away. But I do believe that there is a way to use that in order to fuel what is really important. And guess what? Yes, we can't be 100% everywhere for everybody at one time, but we can be 100% in what it is we're focused on at that moment. When I'm with my babies, I'm with my babies. I took a walk with my son not too long ago. I was like, you know what? Let's just get out of here. Let's, you know, disrupt this. Just, you know, just doing the same thing, this mundane thing, and being in, he needed to get some energy out. I said, let's go take a walk. And I put my phone down. We got ready to walk. It looked like it was raining. I put my phone down. It was me and him. Sometimes we need that. He needed 100% of me. I needed 100% of him. So yes, was I with my girls? No, but were they okay and taken care of? Yes, they were. But I had that time. So yes, you're not going to be able to be everything for everybody all the time at the same time, but we can find ways to take care of the things that are most important, right? That glass ball that we can't let drop while those, you know, rubber balls are bouncing. We can figure it out and we will show it better. And then our faith and our clarity is often buried underneath all of the obligations of life. And I think that's why a lot of times we're like, I don't know what I should do, or who was I called to be? Or I thought I wanted this. Like, we feel so, and then we're tired, right? So we have like brain fog. We're like, I don't know. You know, you walk in that room, you're like, what did I come in here for? So I get it. But I think that once you are clear on who you are, whose you are, and what you've been called to do, it will like open the floodgates of all the things that you want to do, desire to do, have been called to do. So yes, those are a few things that we all experience, things that we will touch on, things that we in the community that I have can get, you know, gain insight from other people, how they did it. And then you can say how you did it. And then we you know, pick and choose what works for us. We try it and then we see what happens, but we never stop growing. We never stop learning. And we keep pushing forward so that we can be everything for everybody, but in the way that benefits us, in a way that we can show up. Okay. So this new season is all about hope and direction and purpose. You know, God is still calling you. He's calling you even in the midst of all the chaos, even when we are so busy that we are not paying attention to him talking to us. He is still calling you. He is still calling me. And that is going to help us when we slow down to go fast, as my husband likes to say, that we can hear his voice because we know his voice. We are his sheep. We know his voice. And so we have to be able to know that he has us, right? So we're also on a journey of discovering what's already inside of you. So many times we're looking at, you know, social media or movies or TV, and it's like, oh, look at her, look at him, or look at them. But sis, it's already in you. You just have to believe it. You got to tap in there. You have to grow it. You have to believe it and know that it's in there. So we have to unblock that. We have to take all those layers away and show up and be ready and be open for that, right? It's already inside of you. So that is another thing that this season is about. The third is reclaiming, you know, the identity. And it goes back to the journal, like writing it out. There is something about, and even like the Bible says, you know, your vision, you need to write it down, make it clear. Same for you and what it is that you desire. Write it down, make it plain. And then get somebody to be accountable with you. I love an accountability partner. I have about 5 good friends. My pastor says we should have 4 good friends, 4 crazy friends. But I have that village for myself, not only for my family and my kids, but for me, to help me, to motivate me, and to prop me up. And when we write things out and we then share them, it helps keep us on the track and on the path. And we will talk more about that. But it really is imperative. And it will help you immensely, I promise. And just, you know, in this hope and direction and purpose, I'm going to be here with you every Monday, dropping very brand new episodes. I'm also recording these on camera. So if you go to the YouTube channel, you can see me if you want to. But if not, I'm in your ear on Apple, on Spotify, you know, just download it when you're working, when you're walking, when you're with your babies, just whenever you need a little bit of extra motivation, inspiration. You know, that is what I'm here to do, to cheer you on and to just maybe give you something that you haven't thought of that maybe you can try. And we'll do that on Monday so that we have the week to, you know, work on it and see. So that is what we are doing in unblocking your purpose. I'm just really happy to be here. I'm so excited. I've been wanting to do this and pushing it off for my own fears, for, you know, putting myself on the back burner. So when I'm coming and sharing this, believe you me, I ain't here to preach at you. I am not telling you anything that I have not lived and experienced or heard of or witnessed, you know, with my friends. And I am just here to give you what I have, following and being obedient to my purpose and my calling, and giving you what I can so that you can continue to show up and to thrive, because that's what we should be doing here on this side of the earth, regardless of what's going on in the world. You with me? All right. So that is what we're doing every Monday, dropping new episodes. And as I said, reach out to me. Let me know how, if, is this helping? Is it not helping? Is there something else you would like me to talk about? Is there someone you would like to hear from that maybe I haven't experienced? But believe you me, I will find someone who can come and enlighten both of us. So this, yes, it feels like a monologue because I'm coming out and I'm talking to you, but I really want this to be, you know, interactive. So reach out to me, catch me on all the socials, or email me. I am here and I am excited, and I hope you are too. So let's unblock our purpose together, and I will see you or talk to you next week. Love y'all. Bye. Okay, lady, now's your turn to go check out the Facebook community and grab your journal, Reclaiming Your Identity, if you haven't already. Your future self will thank you. Thank you so much for joining me today. I truly hope that you've enjoyed this episode. If so, would you do me a favor and take about 30 seconds and share it with a friend, a sister, a mom, or any woman that you know is also ready to unblock their purpose? And if you could also please leave a quick review for the show wherever you're tuning in from, that would be great. It really motivates and encourages me to know that I am walking in my purpose and helping you. After all, we are better when we come together. All right, sis, until next Monday, remain blessed and continue taking steps to unblock your purpose. Bye.